Zoom is actually pretty cool. Easy.
Yeah.
Hit the button and afterwards it gives me a video and an audio only. So that works
is it
great.
Work? Does it work pretty well? Because I haven't really used Zoom that much at all.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Except for the parts where I've seen articles about how it's getting hacked, but hasn't happened to me, so.
Hopefully not.
I mean, random person joining in, what's the worst that can happen?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they'll just listen to us talk about video games and movies and stuff. Probably not.
Exactly.
Not really incriminating information.
Yeah, if like, yeah, they're mostly hacking like business meetings and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, if they join us, I'm like, yeah, more the merrier. Like, yeah.
Join us. We don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna... sensitive data about our stock or insider trading.
Speaking like of that. My stock, no, I'm kidding.
About our stocks.
Yeah, but I'm going to start off with the only question I ask on this podcast. How's life going?
How's life going? It's good. It's good.
Mine is the virus. I really got to rework this question.
Yeah, it's a little bit in flux, I guess, right now because a lot of transitions. I just finished school back in December, and I've been simultaneously working and job searching because I'm working where I've been working for the past couple years, tutoring young kids in math, which is a lot of fun. I really like
it. That's really cool.
Yeah, you worked with kids before. You know how cool it can be.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they're like really staring up at you, like learning, and they're like all the attention. Yeah. That's like the best part.
Yeah, and because I've been working there, I think over 2 years now. Actually, like I've known some of these kids for like a long time, so I can see like I can see them grow up in a way a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I can see them. Yeah, so I really enjoy the job. But yeah, that's what I was doing while in college. I'm still working there now. And job searching for something to do with my actual degree. And then this whole thing hit. So everything's kind of like, you know, in limbo.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm still trying. I'm still doing it all. I still get to work even though we are in quarantined. So I get to work from home, which is really cool. So I'm really lucky I get to do that. But yeah, just right now I'm just chilling, trying to figure out next steps.
Yeah, I know. Yes. That's where I kind of am too. I'm mostly at home either working out or playing a video game. That's about it. But I'm starting to think, okay, when this is over, I don't want to go back to my day-to-day job. I want to find something
that
uses my skill set.
Right. And you got a film degree. Correct?
Cinema, yes. It says cinema on it, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. And are you heading in that direction? Are you getting further and further towards your goals, would you say?
Sure. It's one of those things where, like, after I got my degree, I basically decided to work for a year to, like, build up some money. Mm-hmm. And I worked...
It's always a good plan.
...at my car dealership and then also with the Giants. So mm-hmm. I did both of that, and I did get some money, but I did not put any time working on my skills, like continuing working on them. So mm-hmm. things kind of like stayed stalled. And then this year I was like, okay, I'm going to work on my craft again. I'm going to get mm-hmm. like my name out there.
Right.
Like I got someone who is my mentor now. So like he's helping me out, like directing me where to go, what to look at. And then yeah, virus. And I'm like, well, man, back at home doing nothing.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm sure like even if you're stuck at home, there's like I'm sure some software and stuff you can start learning.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking about
like edit, like how to, because like I knew some people with film degrees and they're doing a lot of like editing work and stuff for small companies and things like that. So that could definitely be like a way of, you know, learning new things, try to get your foot in the door.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I'm planning to do. Yeah. I kind of leaned back on like once the virus hit, I was like, oh, my jobs, I'm like, I'm going to relax for a little bit and then mm-hmm. dig back in. But the relaxing is kind of taking over. So I'm trying to get back. Okay.
Yeah.
Get back into the mindset of like going to work.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. Cause like when this started, this was like middle of March, I think is when mm-hmm. we were told to go, like it was actually later in March that we were told to like that the lockdown happened, and I was at work when that lockdown happened, and we kind of just said like, all right, everybody go home. There's a lockdown in place. And so we all went home and started working from home starting then. But like Now that I look at it, it's already the 13th of April, and it's like, dang, I haven't really, you know, been doing a whole lot to like what I'd wanted to do. Like, I kind of like, you know, when it started, I was like, okay, I have to be like productive. I have to like work out. I have to like, you know, do my job, have some time for relaxing and fun. But like, I kind of wanted to be more productive. But then like, now that I'm looking, it's like middle of April and I haven't, you know, done those things that I've wanted to do.
Right,
so I have been working out a lot, which is yeah. good for me. It was good for me because I haven't built those good habits yet. But
yeah, I feel it's one of those things when you're at home, you're more relaxed. So you don't think about diving into something.
Exactly.
That's been kind of my thing. It's like, I'll look at like, today I was thinking about editing some old videos of mine. I'm like once I dive into that, that's going to be a day for me. I'm like,
right.
Do I want to do the whole day of that? Or do I want to sit on my couch and.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. Cause like I'm working on like coding projects for my resume, and it's like, I'm at the beginning of a coding project and the beginning is so rough. Cause you have to just like commit yourself to getting through all the
exactly
like, gross, like learning and it's hard to really settle into your chair and like get to work. It's so much easier to sit back and caught up on all the shows that I've been meaning to watch.
Exactly. Yeah, and then like I'm thinking, man, how long is this thing gonna last? Because one, I hope it doesn't last forever, but two, I'm running out of time if it doesn't.
Right. I'm so comfortable. Yeah, it's like I almost don't want it to end, but it's hard being alone because like I'm here alone in my apartment, and oh, really? I do have a flatmate that kind of he actually did go home recently, and so that's like, yeah, so like right now I'm basically alone, so I have to do like FaceTime with friends and things like that, but yeah. So I want to be able to get out of the house and get some air, but like I don't know, try to make the best of it, I guess.
Yeah,
try to make the best of the limited social interaction.
Yeah, man, I didn't know you were alone in that apartment. That's something, because for me, I'm at home with my whole family. Everyone's home.
Yeah, I actually been talking to my family quite a bit, just calling them up every couple days.
That's
just
good.
To see how everyone's doing, because they're my parents are stuck at home back, you know, in the Bay Area. With my sister, my brother's over in New Mexico. That's where he is right now. And I think they're a little bit more lax. They didn't really go on lockdown like we did. So I think I actually probably need to talk to him. I haven't really talked to him recently to see exactly how he's doing. But yeah, so I mean, everyone's kind of in the same boat. I think we're all just kind of waiting it out.
Yeah.
Have you gone to a grocery store recently?
I have not. My parents have been doing everything. I've kind of, as much as I am relaxing, I'm the one who's kind of being first inside because like the virus can affect me with my asthma, and that could seriously hurt me. So like, as much as I want to like go outside, they're like, you better stay in. I'm like, okay.
It's probably better for you. Yeah. That's definitely one of the at-risk groups. It's like older Americans, or not just Americans, but like older people, and then anybody with some sort of respiratory illness.
Yeah, when it first started out, like when the virus first started in the U.S., I thought it was just older people. So I was still going out to work, to the store.
Yeah.
And then once like I saw a commercial and said, oh, people with asthma, I'm like, ah, fudge.
Yes, you're in that group. I had childhood asthma, so... But I haven't had any sort of asthma attack in a long time, so I think I'd still be okay if I were to get it. But
no one wants
want to get it. Yeah. I don't think anybody does want to get it. That's what I was saying about the going to the grocery store is it's just like so surreal. It feels like you're in a movie, because like last time I went, I was one of the only ones without a mask. I noticed like most people were wearing masks, and everybody's like trying to stay a good distance away from each other. And it's just like, you're looking around and it's like, this feels so abnormal. It's so different than what I'm used to.
Yeah. Yesterday my aunt like kind of drove by and like kind of parked out front, and we're like sitting like a big distance away from each other, just catching up. And that was nice. Finally seeing like family.
Right. Right.
Face to face.
Even if at a distance. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's safe. Yeah. Just stay 6 feet away, at least 6 feet away.
Yeah. And it was interesting because they're like, she and her family were sitting in their car, and then like, we just hopped in the back of one of our Honda Pilot and just sat in the back and just
that's
like clever. Talked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I just kind of talk to people on the phone. I guess that's how I'm coping with things.
Yeah. As long as you're talking to someone, that's always good. What I've been trying to do is like text at least two people a day. Like even if I haven't talked to them forever, just send them a, hey, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Like that's kind of how I also do it. I have like my to-do list, like my everyday to-do list, which is like exercise, and then exercise, work on a project, you know, read X amount of pages in a book, and then like talk to somebody. Just like, because I'm kind of like, I kind of have to force myself to, just because like, you know, you can get too comfortable, and and you don't really want to get too comfortable. You want to like maintain your relationships and stuff. You want to like, because you know, we're all kind of bored and alone, or for the most part. So you know, it's a good time to be reaching out to friends and maintaining those relationships. I was listening to a couple of your episodes. I saw you talk to Sierra Beard, and I was listening to that for a bit.
Yeah,
that's cool. I haven't seen her. You went to high school with her. I haven't seen her in like forever. So yeah, it was like, it was kind of nostalgic because I think she's like exactly the same.
I would say so. Yeah.
As I remember her.
Like the same added, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Like the personalities are the same, but add on the added years of like.
But add on. Exactly. Exactly. To hear that Sierra, we're talking about you. She can hear it. She's listening to this one.
You're probably listening to this one. If you are, send us a text.
Yes. I'm waiting for the text right now.
I mean,
in the future.
Unless, yeah, she's gonna have to go back into the past, send the text, and jump back forward.
it's a lot on her. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, if she doesn't, then we prove something.
then we have proven time travel is real.
Yes, but then do we post it?
Should we tell the scientists?
Does the world need to know?
Does the world need to know? No, I don't think so. I think we'll keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
What should we reminisce about, since this is your podcast, right? It's about reminiscing.
Yeah. See, about that, I realized as soon as I talk to everyone I haven't talked to forever, this reminiscing is going to have to make new memories too. But
Yes, definitely true. I mean, this is definitely a weird time to make memories, but
I'm still on part one of the podcast where it's going back in time, but once that all settles, I'm like, okay, God,
it should be like, yeah, year after year you could have people back.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. I really like that.
Yeah, because I was thinking,
I like that you're doing this.
Yeah, because like this first year is basically kind of reminiscing on what we've done, and I'm thinking like year two, like, okay, I want to actually do something with these people and make new memories.
Right. Oh, I'm down for that. I'm down for more memories.
Yeah, so let's see, reminiscing. I got a good one, and this you gave me as a gift a while ago. It was a picture of us from Boy Scouts, and it's me with a huge smile on my face.
Oh my gosh. You know what happened today? My mom sent me pictures of like Boy Scout stuff or Cub Scout stuff. Like,
yeah, it was Cub Scouts.
Pinewood Derby, my Pinewood Derby cars and all that. Do you remember that stuff?
Yes, like the only, like, I remember, like, my cars were never good, and then when I finally had like a car that was gonna make it to the next round, I accidentally broke the wheel. I disqualified myself because
that sucks.
Once the race started, I had this squeaky wheel and it just kept losing. I'm like, wow, I messed up.
I think I got second place one year in the Pinewood Derby. I don't know how. I don't even think I made my own car.
But no one made their own car.
No
the
one.
The dads and moms did that.
The moms and dads did it. Exactly. That was I'm trying to think of all the other stuff we did in Cub Scouts, because we were in Cub Scouts for a while. Well, how far did you go?
I went to like the last like thing you could do before you become a Boy Scout, because I didn't want to do Boy Scouts.
Me too. So I went all the way to basically the end of Cub Scouts, and then I stopped. We had like Pinewood Derby. I don't even think we. I definitely did the summer camps. Those were pretty fun.
Yeah.
Where we did arrow. I remember doing bow and arrows.
Oh, that was at That place in Vallejo?
It's in that park.
On like Redwood Street, right?
Yeah. It's in that huge park area.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was fun.
And then you got across the street to the pool.
Oh, yes. It was right across the street from YMCA. YMCA? Yeah, no, not YMCA.
No, it was Elks Club. Yeah, that closed down.
Yeah, it did close down.
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, do you know if they opened the pool at all, or is the whole thing is closed down?
Whole thing's closed down. I think they're going to, like, make more apartments there.
Mm, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I remember that place. I remember archery. I don't think I was any good.
I wasn't either.
I remember doing a puppet show with cardboard bags.
A puppet show with cardboard?
Lunch bags?
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing that.
Yeah, I remember we had to do some, like, shows, some events and stuff. We had to put on, like, skits. That's what we call them.
I hated that, too.
That was fun.
I like the part where we're rehearsing, but once they say, oh, it's time to go on, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to say it in front of all these other people.
No. God, no. I have a reputation to uphold in the Cub Scouts.
Even though none of these people know who I am, I don't want them to know me as someone who messes something up.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely wasn't, like, fully invested in Cub Scouts. I was, like, I went to all the events and did those things, but, like, when it came to actually, like, doing anything, I was like, eh.
Oh, no. Yeah, we weren't any of those kids who, like, wanted to earn all the badges. Yeah, we weren't going to be. What's the minimum?
Yeah, we were just like, what do we have to do? That's all. What do I have to do to get to the next level? And it's like, I was reading through the book recently, and it was like, it's like you have to get a certain amount of points to do. It was all weird. But I remember we were wolves and bears and something else. We were wolves one year and then bears.
Yeah, I knew it was like tigers.
Tigers. We were, yeah, tigers, wolves, bears.
And then the last 2 years, you're like, you're something, and then you're something too. Like, they're going to come up with names.
Weeblos.
Yeah, and then like Weeblos 2.
Weeblo 1 and Weeblo 2. Wow.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, like, why don't we get a cool animal name for those two?
Imagine, like, something like
I think, like, a bear Wolverine. Should be the last one.
Nah,
I think
Wolverine.
it could be, like, you know, Bunny as, like, the smallest, and then after Bunny you could be like a, I don't know,
and then bear, and then tiger.
What's smaller than a lion? You could be like a bunny, and then you could be like a monkey, and then you should be a tiger, then a bear. No, tiger, then a wolf, then a bear. I think bear should be the highest.
You know what I just remembered? The tree collecting.
What was it?
The tree collecting.
Tree collecting?
Yeah, do you remember doing that? It's where you went kind of around neighborhoods, and people who, like, wanted to toss out their tree, like their Christmas tree.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was Christmas tree collecting, and then, like, throwing it in the big, like, wood chipper.
Yeah, and we couldn't really do much because, like, we couldn't throw things in the wood chipper.
Yeah, all so, we did, like, was sit in the back of the car and watch our dad do it.
We probably helped carry things, but we probably weren't much help because we were too young, and dads were probably just like, let's get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then times. Also,
I do remember that. We're waking up early.
Little flyers on people's doors for something, for, like, donations. Sell.
Yeah. Because we don't have Girl Scout cookies. Because we're Boy
no,
Scouts.
We have popcorn.
We have popcorn, which no one buys.
No one wanted to buy popcorn.
They're not Girl Scout cookies. So
I remember one year, like, I think it was towards the end of it. Like, we got our paperwork to sell the popcorn. And I gave it to my mom, and my mom just tossed it in the recycling because she knew no one's gonna buy it.
Right. I mean, if it was Girl Scout cookies, we could just sit by a Walgreens or like a.
They are good salespeople, like saleswomen.
They're good. I mean, I think the product sells itself, though. But, like, there's so, like, I bought some recently. Like, I bought some when they were out there, and I bought, like, the s'mores. And I bought the s'mores, and then the Girl Scout was like, put those in the microwave for 10 seconds, and they'll taste more like s'mores. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to do that. Thank you. That is great customer service.
See,
giving me these helpful tips.
What I'm talking about is, like, they know where to position themselves, like, in front of stores, and, like, when you're exiting, they got you. So
right.
One time, like, this year, this past year, when they were doing it, I usually buy them from a friend of mine. So I'm like, my money's saved for that one person to buy it from, but I have to go to Safeway. So I go to Safeway first, and like, there's like a bunch of them on like each door. I'm like, I have to avoid them because they're so adorable. I'm going to buy one. So like, I went around back, went in, got what I needed to get, and then just quickly waited for someone to exit, talked to them, and went behind them.
That is, yeah, I think that's kind of what I've had to do too. It's like, I don't like hearing the voices of them ask. Like, I mean,
they're, yeah, it's like, it fills your heart with like, oh. If
it's like, I want to say yes, but like, I have to say no, and saying no just like guts me. But I think they understand. Like,
they understand, but like, for us, it's like, oh man, that hurts. We can't say no.
It's like, I have to feel the pain now. Yeah. Love Girl Scout
cookies. Other than Boy Scouts, we spent 8+ years in St. Dominic's, and maybe
since I went kindergarten through eighth grade, so yep. 9 years.
9 years.
Nice. We were in basketball together. I probably never picked up a basketball since.
I play with my brothers and some friends. Still not good, but at least I made a shot because my career for, because I played 2 years and then I was like on the coaching staff as a quote unquote manager.
What did you get to do as manager?
Basically, I was doing like statistics, like helping out, like count like three pointers, layups, and then rebounds, just to make sure like who's doing what with the team. I was terrible at it because I was watching the game and then I'll see someone get a rebound and then shoot a score. I'm like, wait, who did what?
It's like, damn, too fast, way too fast.
Yeah,
but yeah, I played all 4 years and I don't know, part of me thinks like, I wish I just had a different sport that I was playing at the time, because like, you know, it was good. It was like a good experience, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, you career statistic wise did better than me because you actually had a shot going. I never had a shot going.
Yeah. I think no, not really. I wasn't very good at all.
Okay, better than me, but at the time. Yeah, because after we left, because my little brother, our brothers Matthews, who were in the same grade, they got flag football when they were.
Oh, nice! I didn't know that. Flag football—that would have been fun.
Yeah, I was so
jealous. I wouldn't have been good at that either, but
it's a lot more fun because you're running on grass instead of hardwood floor.
Right. I just did cross country in high school. I was like, I just like running. I'll run.
Oh, I did golf.
I'll do the running. You did golf?
Yeah, that was.
Do you still play golf?
Oh yeah, I still play golf. It's one of those things where like, man, if I actually committed, maybe I'll be something, but.
That's awesome. Yeah. I have like family members who really like playing golf, and I don't know. I tried it just at like a range. Like, what's it called?
Like a driving range?
Driving range. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. They make it look so easy, but it's not easy.
Oh no, it's not. It's not. It's one of those things that like, all. Once you get your swing, and like you're used to that swing, and it's like muscle memory, then it comes to you. But like if you're like me who plays once every maybe 4 or 5 months, then you have you don't have your swing at all in the first couple of holes. And by like the 13th hole, like you get it, you're like, yeah, I feel it. And then the game's over with by the 18th, you're like, okay, I learned nothing.
That's great. Yeah, you just kind of like lose that muscle memory after a long time.
Yeah, and then like this year, me and my dad were like, okay, we're going to go more often. We're going to actually work on our craft, and then get fires.
Yeah, and then everything else gets in the way. That's how I feel with surfing. Because like I've been surfing while I was down here. Oh, that's and cool. Quote unquote, like I took a class and then I was like, ooh, I'm good at this. But surfing kind of requires you to wake up early and get out there in the morning. And when I had friends to go with, that would help. Cause they'd be like, they'd commit me the night before and be like, okay, now I got to wake up and get my board and put it on my car and drive. And, but I've heard it's good just to do it by yourself so that you learn better if you just go to yourself. But like, I'm not at that point yet. Cause like I have to wake up and, you know, get down there and, you know how it is.
Yeah. No, I would say for golf, you need someone to go with to like, because they'll watch your swing and say, hey, you did something with that, or you're bouncing, or your arm is like out when it should be in and stuff like that. Because I've played golf once by myself, and that was a fun experience because when you're by yourself playing golf, it's all quiet. You got the woods and everything. You're hitting the ball. No matter how bad you are, you're like, I'll hit that one again. No one's here to stop me.
No one saw that.
So it was one of those things where I just kept hitting it. Like, I still counted how many strokes I did, but I just kept going and to like, oh man, I'm using more energy than I should.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good way to practice. I'm sure both are good for practicing, both having somebody with you and doing it by yourself. You'll get different.
Yeah. Cause I can understand when you're by yourself, you don't have as much pressure. You're just like having fun with it. When you're someone else, you're like, okay, I should kind of show off for them or something like that.
Yeah. You get that, get nervous and screw it up.
Yeah. Cause when I try to get, when it comes to golfing, like I feel a lot of pressure when I'm hitting off that first tee. I'm like, okay, don't screw this up because then that's going to be how I'm going to feel for the rest of the game.
Right.
So I'll try to hit it one nice and easy. Like, okay, just take it simple, the whole thing. And one of my favorite times golfing, I was with my dad and two of my uncles. We went 7 a.m., 8 a.m. to this one place in Napa. And morning fog was so thick you couldn't see like 10 feet in front of you. So I'm like, okay, no matter where I hit it, I have no idea where I'm going. Best game I ever played. It's because I didn't know where I was going.
And just got lucky.
Well, yeah, no, it forced me to play small.
Right, so okay.
All I had to do was hit it in front of me and go from there.
That's great. What are we reminiscing about next?
Next, think of anything else. Well, how about this? Do you miss St. Dominic's at all? Those good old days?
Do I miss St. Dominic's at all? Gosh. Kind of. I miss some things. I don't miss others.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the answer.
I like a lot of people there. I've only kept up with a few. I mean, with kind of our group. But a lot of people just kind of went their own way. Which is cool. It's cool kind of seeing everybody on you know, Facebook and stuff, seeing
the different
what groups. Everybody's doing and how everybody's doing, and it's cool. Same with high school, same with that, and now that we just finished college, you know, it's a lot. lot has happened, a lot has taken place.
The friends I made in high school, which wasn't much because social and introvert, but like I'm still like really good friends with them. I see them as often as I could.
That's great.
Yeah, because once college hit, because people say you make your lifelong friends at college, I'm like, yeah, maybe. Because the friends I made in college, I didn't make that much again, but the ones I did make, I try to like keep up with them and see how they go.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I would say that I'm still kind of looking for my people, I guess, even though I finished college, just because everybody's kind of like gone their own way, you know?
Yeah, everyone's still like becoming their own person.
Right, and so I don't have like a main group right now that I see consistently. So personally, I'm like still kind of looking for my people, and I hope as I start transitioning into like a new career path and possibly move to a new place that I can start to settle and, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. What else have we done?
Trying to think of...
I remember, like, here's a memory. I remember I went over to your house one day. We were doing the Civil War project.
Civil War project. What grade was that?
That was eighth grade. It was for we were doing history, and we were studying the Civil War, and we were team paired up to do a Civil Wars project.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
Did we do a presentation? We probably had to do a presentation, right?
I don't remember if we did a presentation because I remember we just turned it in. Like it was supposed to be like a 12-page like report or something, but we got to do it in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we worked in it. I came over to your house and like spent the night and we were doing it. But I remember we were supposed to read a certain amount of material, but we skip that to play Call of Duty.
That sounds like something we would do.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know anything about the Civil War. Don't even know what it was fought for.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about Call of Duty because my parents never bought me those games. So when you introduced me to it, I'm like, oh man, this is cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's probably like Call of Duty 3 or something.
Yeah, I just remember, like, we're in this cabin map and you just kept killing me. And I'm like, I don't know where you are.
That sounds like something I would do. Yeah, I haven't played Call of Duty for a long time. But I actually, during this quarantine, because I'm super smart and I ended up buying a PlayStation 4.
Nice.
And now getting back into like playing video games because I was bored, but now it's just consuming all my time. So
welcome to my boat. Yes.
Is that what you have? Do you have a PlayStation 4?
Yeah, I have a PlayStation 4, and all I've been doing is playing MLB The Show. Like, ooh. I started a season at the beginning of the year, like a new season to play, and I'm like, it was one of those things I played like once a week after work and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now it's just been every day. I'm like, have that itch to like, okay, I should play the next game.
Let's keep going. Exactly. It's like, takes up all our time. It's so addicting.
Mm-hmm. And then I just, like, 2 weeks ago, I finished Spider-Man finally.
Oh, I want to play Spider-Man.
It's really good. You should.
I should. It's probably right up my alley. Because I love...
Yeah, you were a huge Spider-Man fan then. Are you still now?
I'd say so. Like, I like what Marvel has. I wasn't a fan of like the Amazing Spider-Man movies, but
I was for the first one, and the second one came out.
Yeah, it was so. It just wasn't. Just thought it was very redundant. Mm-hmm. But then what Marvel has done with it, with Tom Holland, has been great, and the animated one, the Spider-Verse.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
I loved that so much. It was so good.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons I watched the Oscars that year, because I'm like, yeah, I hope they win. Because
it was nominated. Did it win?
Yeah, it beat out like two Disney films, and people were like, wow, it beat out Disney.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because that was just it was so, so good. Love it.
Little tidbit about that. If, like, I don't know if you noticed, but the film is basically like any other film. It's 24 frames a second.
Yeah.
For everybody. But for Miles, he was, I think, like 20 frames a second until he became his own Spider-Man. Yeah. Then he turned into 24 frames.
I did hear about that. I saw that on like somewhere on Facebook or somewhere.
And I was like,
yeah, that's such a unique thing to do. They did so well with that shot, with that film, especially with the animation. That it's just so clever.
Yeah, and they're working on a second one, so I'm excited for that.
Yes, we'll see how that is.
Well,
hopefully, I mean, it's a sequel, but we'll see. I like the new Spider-Man movie with Mysterio.
That was great.
So sequels.
I mean, sequels are kind of getting better nowadays, as long as someone has a plan.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm just gonna throw it under the bus. Like the Star Wars sequels trilogy, it just didn't have a plan at all.
Yeah, that was rough. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I watched the last one over Christmas break with my family, and it was like all that like excitement building up to it, and then like it just felt like it died like the week before, because like all the bad reviews came out, and I was just like so distraught. I was like,
yeah,
how did they screw this up? And then I watched it, and it's like, I thought it was okay. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think it was like horrible, but I just did not like the direction they took and the choices they made. And yeah, I just kind of like petered out.
Mm-hmm.
They just reversed all the decisions of the last movie, and it's just like,
it's one of those things, like, the way I described the trilogy in the whole is, like, they played a relay race, and no one knew who their teammates were.
Right, yeah, no, that's true. That's a good way of putting it. Because, like, what did you think about the second movie? Did you like it?
Last Jedi. First time I watched it, I was so underwhelmed. I was like, I don't really, like, I liked it, but I didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for what it was. Like, it was a good movie, but it didn't feel like a good Star Wars, like, story.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again like a year later, and I was like, okay, I do really like it for what mm-hmm. it did. But again, yep. no one had an idea, like a whole idea of where this was going.
Right, yeah.
Because I know Rian Johnson, great director, but mm-hmm. when it came to this this movie, he came in with the idea of, I'm going to make my film.
Exactly.
And that's it. Like, I'm going to come in, make my film, get out.
Exactly. And, like, I think... And I think, like, that's kind of what they wanted, was that each movie would kind of have a fresh perspective. And that's fine. I thought it was cool. Like, I thought, like, the way he explained it, and like, I totally agree with it. Like, he did, like, the very first Star Wars trilogy was, like, shocking, right? Mm-hmm. It was shocking to see that Darth Vader was, like, Luke's father.
The Emperor wins.
So you can't just do that again. You have to do something that's shocking now. And I think it actually, like, he kind of did that by,
with
the decisions that he did. And then J.J. Abrams came in and undid it all. And I was just really disappointed in that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not, like, bashing Rian Johnson for what he did. He did what he wanted to do. And, like, a lot of it is really good. Mm-hmm. But it just, like I said, just didn't feel like Star Wars. And that, I know that's what he was aiming for, and he did do mm-hmm. that. But there's a lot of things that, like, I would have rather have him make the third one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel he's agree. Someone who, like, because when you exert people's expectations, you want to do that towards the end, like a mm-hmm. Shyamalan thing. No.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because, like, J.J. Abrams is good at starting stuff. And then I would have Rian Johnson finish it and then put, I forgot his name, in the middle.
It was like, they had another guy on board, the guy that did the Jurassic Park movies, but he dropped out and J.J. Abrams jumped back in.
Oh, he didn't drop out. Disney let him go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they didn't like his script. Because his script didn't work for how things were kind of changing, because Carrie Fisher sadly passed away.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, like, when that happened, he asked Rian Johnson. This is a quote I read. I don't know if it's true, but he asked Rian Johnson, hey, can you not kill off Luke? Because I have to rewrite my script because mm-hmm. Carrie Fisher sadly passed away.
Oh,
Rian Johnson's like, no, I'm killing off Luke.
Yeah, yeah. And then with that decision, like, or with the decision to kill off Han in the first movie and Luke in the second movie, like there was no moment where they all got back together, and
they should have done that like at the start of the film. Still killed Han at the end of the first film.
Yeah,
but like you should have had them like working together, find the new
people. Yeah, we needed to have a gang. The gang gets back together type of thing.
Well, I wouldn't say a gang gets back together, because the way the trilogy worked is like everyone's separated. Like no, let's say they're still working together. It's a tight unit, but things are starting to like ramble off because, well, they're kind of getting old, so they got to find that next generation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they needed to do something like that, and they didn't, so whatever. I'm not going to get super upset about it, just because, like, it is just a movie series, and there's so many good movie series out there that I don't want to be too negative, but, you know.
Yeah.
Can't help but be a little disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it sucks, but Disney will make another three in like 5 years, and
yeah, I mean they got the Mandalorian now, so there's like opportunity to make good Star Wars stuff start going forward, which is cool. So I hope that goes as well.
Yeah, Star Wars is never gonna go away. It'll have a few bumps in the road. We're living through one now, but
what games have you been playing? Besides, is that it?
MLB. Yeah, it's only MLB. Been MLB. I just like I recently made the postseason, and like, things are starting to hammer down. I'm like, okay, as soon as I finish this, win or lose, I need to start something else. So I bought Jedi Fallen Order, and it's been, like, sitting there. I'm like, I'll get to you. Mm-hmm. It's like any other project, when it comes to either reading or starting a story game or, like, editing a movie, I have to, like, devote my day to it. But with, like, MLB, it's like, I'll play a game that's only an hour, do whatever. Mm-hmm. But any other, like, any story games, any books, any editing, it's like, I need to spend a day at this. Do I really want to spend a day on this?
Right. It's just like, yeah, it's just like kind of an automatic reflex. It's like, I could do the right thing, but I'm going to just go to my TV and turn it on.
I'm not saying playing video games is the right thing.
but it's the easy thing.
Anything that like requires half or more than half of my day, it's like I have to really consider it. Mm-hmm. And then by the time when the time comes to where I make my choice, I'll flip a coin, and no matter what the coin says, I'll go to the baseball choice.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you keep trying, that's what's important, I guess.
Yeah, it's like I got like set of guidelines with me, because like I kind of rearranged like my bookshelf in my room. It's not really a bookshelf, it's like a shelf underneath my bed that I pull out to where I have all the books that I wanted to read up front. And I'm like, okay, so every time I pull out that shelf, I'll see it. But I keep seeing it. I'm like, next time.
Right. Definitely. That's how I am too. I'm trying to read books, but I use like an app. Or I have a Kindle, and I use what's called a Libby app, which is like where you can rent books from like ebooks from a library, and then you can read them on your Kindle, which is pretty cool. So I'm trying to read more, and I have been actually doing pretty good. I try to like read before going to bed. A lot of times I don't, but times I do, I can end up reading a lot, and so that's been good.
Been trying to read, like I'll pick up a book, I'll read it, I'll put it down, like I'll come back to you, and then it'll be years later.
Yes. There is one book like that where it's like I got halfway through it, and like if I start reading it, I should probably start from the beginning because it's been so long, but like it's like I don't want to read the whole thing again, so that's like why I'm not going back to it, because like if I do go back to it, I have to read the whole thing again.
Yeah, no, it's a bad habit of mine. And funny story, last year in my house we got new carpets in our room, so we had to pull everything out and put like everything in and see what we wanted to keep and toss out. We were going through all our like children's books, seeing which ones like do we want to keep for like the future and which ones we just want to donate. And I'm going through it and I find one. I'm like, oh, I remember reading this one. And I looked inside it and there's a bookmark with my name on it. I'm like, oh God, I never finished this. And it was
never too late.
Oh no, I finished it that day before I hit it, threw it in the donation pile.
Okay, cool.
I was like 20 pages away. I'm like, how lazy was I?
Just to knock it out. That's great. Anything we should reminisce about? I'm trying to think.
Any members that pop out?
I just know basketball, Boy Scouts, school. We obviously both enjoy film a lot, and you got a cinema degree, so you obviously enjoy film a lot.
Yeah. let's see. I mean, yeah, most of our days in St. Dominic's, we just did the schoolwork, hunt. Like, lunch, we didn't really, like, do any activities. We just hung around and walked and talked.
Yeah. Good times.
No, they were fun.
They were fun times.
Yeah, because, like, I we were just, like, doing really nothing. Right. We were just hanging out.
Yeah.
Man, it doesn't feel that long ago, but it's been forever.
Yeah, how long's it been? 9 years now? Yeah. So about the same amount of time that we were in school, we have been out of school.
Yeah, I think for us, it like doesn't feel that long, but it is that long. It's because we actually spent 9 years in the same building.
Yeah, yeah.
Where most people go from elementary different buildings to middle to high, where we just
stayed there the whole time.
Yeah, with the same people for 9 years, give or take.
Yeah. I think I'm supposed to call my mom soon, so... I think we'll end it there if it sounds good for you.
That sounds good to me. This is a good place to end it.
Yes.
And then like we could again do like not a reunion tour. Again. I almost said reunion tour.
Let's do a reunion tour. I'm down.
Yeah, because
get the whole band back together.